Good morning, friends. It's Friday with Jim here on Coast Community Radio. Kathleen Morgane is acting as engineer today, as well as producer of the show. Terry Wilson is on kind of a sabbatical, and we're looking forward to getting him back at his convenience. Our guest in the studio today is Arlene Lemire. Arlene's on the Astoria City Council, and she has also declared herself a candidate for mayor. Our mayor, Willis Van Dusen, has decided not to run again, so Arlene is going to do it. Arlene, thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I usually like to start off with have you do a little biographical sketch of Arlene Lemire. Tell us where you grew up and all of that.
Okay. I've had kind of an unusual background because my dad worked for the Geological Survey and made topographic maps. So I moved about every 4 to 5 months when I was growing up. And Astoria is home number 72 for me. I've lived in, I think, 15 different states and all over the United States, Louisiana, Illinois, Michigan, Utah, Idaho, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, all over. And during that time, I went to 18 elementary schools and finally settled and went to one high school and one college, and I had no interest at all in transferring. When other students were talking about transferring after their sophomore year, I thought, why in the world would you do that if you can stay in one place? But it was really a very fun growing up time because we were moving from one place to another, and my parents treated it as an adventure. So we'd look at a map, and they'd tell me where we were going, and we'd sit in the car and talk about what we thought the new rented house would look like. And so I joke that my parents probably painted more bathrooms across the United States than anyone else, because that was the one thing that my mother insisted upon. There had to be a clean bathroom and a clean kitchen. And so lots of paint.
Well, how long have you been here in Astoria then?
I've been here in Astoria since 1997. I was a school librarian in Virginia for 21 years. And then I was a volunteer at the Oregon Dunes and met the director, well, the person who became the director of the Maritime Museum Education Department. And so when I retired as a school librarian, I got a call from Trish Custard, and she said, would you be at all interested in coming out and cataloging our library? And I had been to Astoria, walked through Astoria when I do what are called Volkswalks, and fell in love with the city, and I was just tickled to think I could come out here and live in this beautiful city. So I came out in 1997 and then met my husband here and have been at the Maritime Museum ever since then as their librarian, and have gotten very involved in the community.
Well, one way you've become involved in the community, of course, is serving on the city council. What prompted you to take on that responsibility?
I think serving, first of all, starting out serving on a lot of different boards. I was on the library board, the Parks and Recreation Board, Clatsop County, the group that worked with children and families. So having seen a broad spectrum of the community through those various boards, then I was appointed to the Planning Commission. That was the best experience to have for being on then the City Council. I served on the Planning Commission for 5 years, including a year as president, and then decided that I wanted to go ahead and run for the City Council. And I've been on the city council now 6 years. It's been a great experience. I've learned a lot.
Yeah, I bet you have. There's been some contentious issues, really, during your term on the council. A month or two back, I interviewed Josh Marquis, and we briefly touched on his attempt to get the drunk driving cases over to a circuit court rather than municipal court. And the city council has resisted that request. I wonder if you could walk me through that whole thing from your perspective.
From my perspective, yes. The city council listened to what Josh Marquis had to say and asked him to come to a meeting and let us know what he saw as the problems with the municipal court versus the circuit court. And so he outlined a number of things that he felt were wrong. And so our staff then went back and checked it because it sounded pretty dire. And when they checked things over, it was found that there were discrepancies on Mr. Marquis' side as well. So that it came out pretty much that the rate of recidivism, the rate of, everything seemed to be about the same in both courts. And there were two or three things that made me decide that we needed to oppose this idea of Mr. Marquis. The first was that it's easier for the citizens, more convenient for the citizens, if there is a municipal court. They are able to work with the municipal court to set up their hearings and so forth so that it interferes as little as possible with their jobs and their livelihood. In the circuit, and also the police can do the same thing. They can work to make sure that the municipal court handles the cases that they're working on during their work period. In the circuit court, you just get assigned a time, and they don't look for convenience for anybody, and so that you may, the police particularly may get assigned when they're not working, which means then that we are paying them overtime. Another point is that Judge Brownhill has made several times stated that the circuit court does not have the staff or the time to handle any more cases than they have right now. They have a very full caseload. So just because of the convenience to the residents, the cost saving, and also the fact that the circuit court really doesn't have time to do it, that's the reason that I have supported the city's stance on this.
I understand those arguments, but it became, from Mr. Marquis' perspective, it seemed to be almost personal, his almost irrational desire to move municipal court over to circuit court, and it seemed a little bit crazy.
I don't know. All I can say is that the mayor has said to me over and over again, don't take anything personally, and I try not to. And so I don't know what to say about that, but that's from his perspective.
Well, I know that your opponent, Larry Taylor, who we're going to be interviewing next week, apparently feels that those municipal court cases should be in circuit court, and that's one of his campaign platforms that we'll be talking about. I don't really understand the big difference. I mean, if it's not broken, why monkey with it? It seems to be working all right.
It seems to be working fine, and it's now in the court, so we really don't have anything to say about it at this point anyway. But it's that is one of those things that we felt like, it, if it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You know, your professional history has a lot to do with libraries, and you're trained as a librarian. Now, I understand there's a substantial amount of money that's been donated to the city to be used for either a new or a remodeled library. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that, and what would be your goal for the future of our library.
Okay, sure. The Logan Fund was established some years ago and was about a gift of about $400,000, and it was given to the library with the idea that a new library, it was only to be used for a new library. We were fortunate in talking with the heirs to that source of money to get them to change that so that we could do a renovation. We're happy, very happy with the site of the Astoria Library. It's central, it's easy for people to walk to and so forth. So we want to renovate it and update it and so forth rather than tearing it down or rather than putting in another building. It needs to be larger. Our children's section is very cramped, they are currently having children's programming in the flag room, which was supposed to be for community meetings, but whenever there's a children's program, they have to set it up, tear it down, set it up, tear it down for other meetings and things that are in that room. So that's part of it. The other is that the library roof is in very bad condition. We've had leaks in the library. The whole infrastructure of the library is in sad shape. The electrical, the water pipes are bad. The fact that we don't have a large enough room really for community meetings, this kind of thing. The computers are where they are because that's where they have to be. That's the only place they can be set up in the library. So it really, a lot of accessibility issues in that library. I don't know how we've gotten around this, but probably been grandfathered in, but our doors are not handicapped accessible. The whole fiction section is upstairs in a loft that people have to climb stairs to get to. So it means that anyone who can't climb stairs can't get to the fiction section. So there are a lot of problems with that library, and we did a wonderful survey. We got 800 responses, which is a very good return on a survey. Almost all of them said we want a community meeting space, a civic meeting space. There are other places to meet in the city, but we need something that belongs to the city, and we need bright. We need to lighten that place up a lot, and we need a good space for children.
How far along are we in developing a plan for that renovation?
We've spent about 2 years working on the plan itself and getting the survey done and working with a consultant, and we are now at the point where it's been approved, the library board has approved the plan, and the city council has approved the plan. So we're now pretty close to getting to a design phase.
Hey, cool, yeah. Well, I need to remind our listeners that it's Friday here at Coast Community Radio, and I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, and I'm happy to be visiting today with Arlene Lemire, who's on the Astoria City Council and has announced her intention to run for mayor. Arlene, one of the things that's happened during your term on the council is the development of the Garden of Surging Waves. And what we see now is just the first phase. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what's going to happen next at the garden.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yes, the Garden of Surging Waves, I think, has been a wonderful success. I love to go down there and see people sitting on the benches, yeah. And it seems to be constantly in use, and a lot of visitors are coming to specifically to visit the Garden of Surging Waves. The section beyond is quite a contrast to that at this point. But things are going to begin happening, we hope, fairly soon. The EPA had to check the soil and see what kinds of contaminants and so forth were in the soil. They took core samples, and within the next week or two, we should get all the core sample results back. Once we determine what kind of cleanup has to be done, then that should begin fairly soon. I believe they're thinking of perhaps September. So in the meantime, they are going to put up a sign on the fence that lets people know what's going on, because it looks kind of bad right now. And we would like our citizens to know what a brownfield is, for instance. It will be an informational sign, and will also show the next phase of the Garden of Surging Waves. Once that's completed, I think it will be a wonderful venue, because we intend to have cut curbs on 12th Street, so that makes it easier for the vendors for a Sunday market. So that will still be the venue for Sunday market, but all kinds of other city activities. We hope to have music events going on out there. So it should be a wonderful community meeting place.
Yeah, I see you've got quite a list of stuff there that you'd want to talk about. Why don't you start going through that?
Well, I think that, whoever follows Willis is going to have a hard act to follow. There's no doubt about that. He's so charismatic and has such a wonderful way with people. I've seen people come into the city council meetings that are angry, and he sends them out smiling. They may not have gotten exactly what they wanted, but they at least realize they've been listened to and go out happy.
I've never seen anybody that can run a meeting as well as Willis.
I know. I haven't either. And as I say, it's going to be a hard act to follow. The things, though, that I think that have happened, there's so many wonderful things that have happened during the time that Willis has been mayor. But since I've been on the council, we've had renovations of City Hall. The public safety buildings have been seismically fitted, and then the yacht club was renovated.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And we've opened the Astoria Recreation Center, first in Star of the Sea School, and then now that has moved over to the yacht club. And that's been wonderful for families, young families. It's just been a marvelous thing that between the Gray School programs and then those that are going on at the Arc, it's been a wonderful improvement in our recreation facilities in the city.
There's some renovation happening to the senior center. Maybe you could talk about that a bit.
Right, yeah. We had hoped that would be finished by September of this year.
There's been some. What's been the cause of the delay?
Well, a lot of a part of it was that it was a federal grant that was going to build that center. And as we all know, federal government demands a lot of permits and licenses and all kinds of things. So when they were digging in the ground, they discovered that there was an old oil tank there. Hmm. So that either has to be removed. I'm not sure what their plan is, whether to remove it or I believe it is, but or to fill it with sand or whatever. Then there just a series of permits, and you never know in Astoria when you dig under the ground what you're going to find. Mm-hmm. You may find Native American artifacts. It had to go through that committee, whoever that committee is, mm-hmm. to find out if there were any of those underneath the ground. And as you know, we found trolley tracks under another street. So when you start digging in this ground, you never know what you're going to find. So in a nutshell, it took a long time to get those all those permits through. And by the time they did, we were into May and June, and it was the decision of the engineering staff that if we were to go out for bids now, we would be paying top dollar because construction firms can charge whatever they want in the summer. So instead, the bids will go out in December or January, I believe January. And they hope that they can get a lower bid and get all the things that they want for that senior center. One of the downsides of going out for bids now would be that they would not get all the various rooms and so forth that the senior center wanted. So Brett and other members of the staff met with both the board and also with the members of the senior center, and they all agreed that it was better to wait and get what they wanted rather than trying to do it halfway.
Right, I understand. Now, there's some pretty cool projects coming up in the next 4 years. Assuming that you're elected mayor, what sort of projects are you looking forward to doing?
Well, certainly the library renovation, because of all the structural needs and because of all the community desires, we really want to get that going as quickly as possible. Certainly the senior center renovation. They're over at the yacht club now, at the renovated yacht club, and they're happy enough with the facility, but it's not downtown. And that means that a lot of people have difficulties getting there. So we're anxious for that senior center facility to be finished and make it. It's going to be a wonderful facility for them and for the rest of the community. Completion of Heritage Square, certainly we've talked about. The other project that I'm personally interested in, because I have a little Cairn Terrier who loves to play with other dogs, is that we would like to have a dog park here in Astoria.
Hmm. Any idea where you'd want that?
No, we've worked very hard to come up with various sites, and if anyone has a wonderful idea for a dog park site, let us know, because it's hard to find one, and a lot of it's kind of not in my backyard kind of thing about a dog park. But one of the positive things about a dog park is that it's been shown that vandalism decreases when you have a dog park in the area.
Oh.
It's just that the more people that are in the area, I guess, the better it is. So with some of the problems we've been having with vandalized bathrooms and things, it might be a help to have a dog park nearby.
You know, one of the things that I can't help but wonder about as far as the library is that abandoned hotel right next to it. What's the name of that hotel?
The Waldorf.
The Waldorf, yes, and named after our sister city in Germany. From your perspective, what's going to happen with the Waldorf?
Well, we really don't know at this point. The one of the options for expansion of the library is to use that space for the community room and also the children's area. It's a large
room. To renovate the structure itself?
Not to renovate. It would be torn down and rebuilt. That's one option. We did look at other options. One was to use the basement of the library rather than using that building. But there are difficulties with whatever you try to do. But as far as what is happening right now, the city does not own that building. So we have to see if we can purchase the building in the first place,
mm-hmm.
and then it would be up to the city council to determine And we have to go through the whole review process, so historic landmarks would come first.
Right. There's been another whole process called the Astoria Waterfront Vision Plan. I know that you've been involved with that. Now, I understand there's some objections to that plan from the port specifically. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I know that they want more development along, especially at the East Mooring Basin. And I've purposely kind of stayed away from the Planning Commission meetings on this process because of I'm not clear on the ex parte contact part, and I'm not sure what may come to the City Council on appeal, and then you have to recuse yourself if you know something you shouldn't know, or that some of the other councilors haven't been to, or whatever. But it's a contentious issue. There's no doubt about it. There are folks who would like no development along the river, and that goes, and then all the way to the other extreme where they want large buildings built on the north side of the railroad tracks. So what we've done so far is we've just concentrated on one area, the Greenway, and that's basically from the Maritime Museum to 41st Street. And so again, those meetings were long and rancorous, as I understand it, some of them as long as 5 hours. And passions run high on both sides, and so it's a difficult decision as to how to settle on all this. But it shows the commitment that our citizens have to being involved, and that's one of the things that I value about this city.
Yeah. Well, Arlene, we've just got a couple of minutes left, and I'm wondering whether there's anything specific that you've got there on your list that we want to cover just to wrap the show up.
I'll tell you a project that I'm really excited about, and that's one that is between the city, the hospital, and the school district, and that's the new sports complex. That's an amazing project because we were able to cover over our landfill and make a wonderful use of that property. And one of the fun things that happened during this whole process was when the EPA, DEQ said, you know, the best material you can use to cover that old landfill is turf, AstroTurf. And we thought, well, that's nice, because that's what we happen to be wanting to do. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a great facility. I did have the opportunity to go out and see it the other day, and it's incredible. I can hardly wait for the first football game.
Yeah, I went out there, too. It's pretty amazing. So just wrapping it up here at Coast Community Radio, I'm your host, Jim Wilkins. I've been visiting today with Arlene Lemire, Astoria City Council person and mayoral candidate. Now, next week, we're going to visit with your opponent. Larry Taylor will be here, and we'll talk about some of the same subjects. And until that time, thanks for being with us, and I'll talk to you next week.